This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on geopolitical scenario in Afghanistan and its implications on India. The participants are T.C.A. Raghavan, former ambassador, and Simran Sodhi, journalist.
We have seen in the last 10 days the Taliban take over Afghanistan, and the geopolitics of the region has changed drastically. The government called a meeting of opposition parties, and the government also informed that the immediate priority is the evacuation of all Indians from Afghanistan. And the External Affairs Minister Jaishankar also said that we have brought back most Indians, but not all. And there were some who could not make it for yesterday's flight. We are also aware that India has started an e-visa policy and the evacuation process is underway. Ambassador Raghavan, when we see this situation in Afghanistan, how do you assess the situation and how do you see this evacuation process which is currently underway?
The situation as it has unfolded in Afghanistan over the past 2 weeks in total constitute a setback for us, because the government with which we had very good and very close relations, and in a new kind of system in which we had also helped a great deal and which had been in existence for 20 years, that government and that system has in effect disappeared. So in overall foreign policy terms, this development is a setback. The point also is that this setback has been a consequence, not as a result of anything arising from the India-Afghanistan interface, but because of developments which are unrelated to India and Afghanistan. The most important reason was internal developments within Afghanistan. There was also the role of the Pakistan-Afghanistan interface. And finally, there was a wider international churn. And this entire process was in fact triggered by the United States withdrawing its military presence in Afghanistan without giving adequate time, in a sense, for the Afghan security forces to gear themselves up to face a Taliban military offensive, which they were already facing. For us right now, the immediate priority has to be of evacuating Indian citizens and others who are at risk. But that evacuation process, whether by India or by other countries, is really a small part of the entire situation in Afghanistan today, because the drama which is being played out in Kabul airport and all the somewhat distressing scenes which are emerging from there is really a small part only of the overall situation in Afghanistan.
Ambassador Raghavan, we also see that we have a lot of actors in Afghanistan today. We have Pakistan, which a lot of analysts believe is in a stronger position, especially when we compare it to India's position. And we also see a China-Pakistan nexus, which is growing in Afghanistan. And also in late July, we saw a Taliban delegation going to China, and the Chinese seem to be opening up to talking with the Taliban and investing in Afghanistan. How do you see this development?
Well, in your neighborhood and in your region in which you are situated, nothing ever remains static. There was a particular order which existed for 20 years and which we helped a great deal in and which we thought was favorable to us because we felt it had the best chance of restoring stability in a war-torn country. As I said, that order has now come apart. And certainly Pakistan had never made a secret of the fact that it felt excluded by the developments which had taken place in Afghanistan in the past 20 years. To that extent, the fact that the Taliban, which was an instrument Pakistan used to restore its influence in Afghanistan, to that extent, Pakistan has certainly gained. But I think if one looks at events from a medium and longer term, a more complex picture rather than simple gains and losses will emerge. And I think that medium-term picture will suggest that we are going to see a situation in Afghanistan which may very well see a repeat of what was witnessed in the past. It is possible that may not happen. It is possible that the Taliban will take more moderate postures, that it will not allow the territory of Afghanistan to be used as a base for terrorist attacks elsewhere. But given the realities of the situation, it is entirely possible that we will see Afghanistan slipping back into the kind of chaos which took place there in the 1990s. Now, when that happens, I think Pakistan will face a considerable blowback from these developments. And while its short-term gains, while its short-term objectives of reasserting its political position in Afghanistan may have been realized, the medium-term consequences of this may not be to Pakistan's advantage.
Ambassador Raghavan, another thing that is being discussed quite at length these days is the U.S. decision. And President Joe Biden has come under a lot of critique for his decision to withdraw the troops in this rapid fashion. How much do you think does the blame lie with the U.S.? And do you think this withdrawal could have been done in a better fashion?
The United States, for at least 10 years, had made no secret of the fact that it wanted to draw down, end its military mission in Afghanistan. So to that extent, the withdrawal was not a surprise. But certainly I agree that the manner in which the end game was executed and the way it was done without prepping the Afghan security forces to be able to shoulder the burden on their own, that certainly was a process which suggests significant judgment failures and poor execution. The fact that they were going to leave was evident because it was very clear for some time that U.S. forces had become part of the problem in Afghanistan and were no longer the solution. But certainly they could have planned this and executed this much better. And to that extent, whatever gloss is put on it by the United States government, this represents a considerable failure of U.S. policy in the region, and it is a major blow against Western and U.S. prestige in the region.
Ambassador Raghavan, where do you think India stands today? We were also, as a country, very invested in the government of Ashraf Ghani. How do you assess India's position today vis-a-vis not just the Taliban, but Afghanistan, and how do we go forward from this position?
I think we were greatly interested in ensuring the strength and continuity of the system that came into being post 9/11. And while we supported President Ghani, it is also a fact that we supported his predecessor also. And our support was not so much personal, but as for the system that had come into existence and the architecture that was created. It is quite evident that architecture was much weaker and perhaps much hollower than people had believed. And there were structural weaknesses. But I don't think anyone could have anticipated that it would fold up so very quickly. And that is related, as I said, to certain errors of judgment on the parts of the United States in terms of the implementation and execution of the final withdrawal. I think right now our mission has closed. Most of the Indian nationals have been evacuated. We are in a position where we have to really watch developments very carefully before taking any decisions on how to move ahead. The fact is, in the past 20 years, our developmental programs, the kind of hardware which our assistance has created, the education we have provided for two generations of Afghans, all those are major long-term gains for us. And those cannot be eroded or will not be forgotten for a long time to come. They are, in a sense, our biggest asset in Afghanistan. For the rest, we'll have to monitor developments and see what happens. As I said earlier, it is good to be skeptical about what position the Taliban will take and skeptical about what it says and see the difference between what it says and what it actually does on the ground. But at the same time, we should not prejudge it. It is possible that what they say, that they are trying to construct a broad-based inclusive government, may well happen. And if that happens, then we can reassess our position and take a decision on our future relationship with Afghanistan. But as I said, the whole world is skeptical about this, and so should we be skeptical. And we should monitor developments carefully. At this stage, I don't think there is much we can do beyond this, beyond trying to reach out to the Afghan people. While the political events have taken a turn, which led to our closure of our embassy, we should not end up in a situation that we lock ourselves out of Afghanistan. So we should remain open in terms of people-to-people contacts, in terms of facilitating medical visas, educational visas. It's good we have started an electronic visa system, and we should try to use it and expand it to the full.
Ambassador Raghavan, we saw that the External Affairs Minister today, while speaking to the all-party meet, also informed that Prime Minister Modi had spoken to the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, and that the Prime Minister also discussed the issue with the Russian President, Vladimir Putin. And he said there will be more such high-level calls in the days to come. How important do you think it is then for these countries to cooperate, and especially for India, that we are maybe on the same page with, say, Russia when it comes to Afghanistan, if we take a different position to, say, China?
Well, as of now, we should certainly remain engaged with all the countries which have an interest in Afghanistan. And this would not just be the European and the Western powers, but also Afghanistan's neighbors, Iran you mentioned, but also Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and others. It is good to remain engaged with them. With Iran, we have of course a very strong relationship in many ways. That relationship has come under strain because of US sanctions. But we should try to see that our relationship remains insulated from external factors. And specifically on Afghanistan, the Chabahar Port Initiative is another long-term asset for Afghanistan, which we should continue to work on, regardless of the developments taking place today in Afghanistan itself. So remaining engaged with all players is certainly an advisable step, and I'm sure we'll see much more of it in the future. But we must also be conscious of the fact that while all the countries have a general agreement that stability in Afghanistan is in their long-term interest, but on other factors, there are differences which exist because all countries see developments in Afghanistan in terms of their own national interests. So there is a certain divergence between the Iranian position and ours, between the Russian position and ours, and even the Chinese position and ours. And this has a lot to do with how these countries view the United States and their own bilateral relations with the United States. So those factors have also been somewhat instrumental in affecting the way the Afghanistan situation has developed. So in my view, while Afghanistan is important in India's foreign policy, our foreign policy interests as a whole are much wider. So whether it is China, whether it is Russia, whether it is Iran, or in fact, even if it is Pakistan, we should not let Afghanistan become a kind of a litmus test of how we conduct our bilateral relations or how we judge the quality of our relationship with each of these countries.
Ambassador Raghavan, we've also seen a Northern Alliance coming up again. Do you believe that they can offer some kind of a resistance to the Taliban?
Certainly, there is an element of resistance to the Taliban because of the very swift manner in which events unfolded. And I think this resistance will grow stronger. But we will have to also see whether the Taliban actually go about constructing a more inclusive framework of governance or not. I think on that will depend the nature of the resistance and other factors. But I think it is too early at this stage to make any informed predictions about what will happen vis-a-vis so-called Northern Alliance. I don't think we should expect a replay of events in the same way as they took place in the 1990s. And even if that kind of replay takes place, I think developments have to mature and crystallize on the ground much more. Because we should not forget that given the rapidity at which an entire system was overthrown, that does suggest that that system was weaker and hollower than many of us had assumed. And therefore, there may well be a greater acceptability of the Taliban, provided they take the right kind of decisions and do actually move towards creating an inclusive system. Whether that happens or not, one can't say. But all these factors about the resistance to them, whether some new alliance of resistance will emerge internally in Afghanistan, I think all of this is still, we are at a very early stage of the whole process.
Ambassador Raghavan, just very briefly in the end, if you were to say that these are the two or three areas of focus that India has to keep in mind as we follow the developments in Afghanistan and also look to position ourselves regionally.
So the first point I would focus on was to be open to people-to-people contacts, to educational contacts, to medical assistance, and so on. The second point I would say is that we must remain connected regionally with all of Afghanistan's neighbors, and in particular Iran and the Central Asian neighbors, because they are much closer to the scene than we should try to use that particular expertise which they may have and build it into our analysis. And the third and most important point I would say is that we should not approach events in Afghanistan with a confirmation bias or a cognitive bias. In other words, we should keep an open mind while remaining skeptical. We should keep an open mind on how the Taliban is going to govern this country and then take a decision on it. I don't think we should approach it from a prejudged position or on the basis of our earlier perceptions of what had happened.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on geopolitical scenario in Afghanistan and its implications on India. The participants were T.C.A. Raghavan, former ambassador, and Simran Sodhi, journalist. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio.